In a good Chinese restaurant, asking if they have chicken feet is one way to convince your waiter that you don't want to eat the stuff they make only for Americans. And I guarantee once you get over the idea of chicken feet, the taste is going to blow you away, in a good way. The lower portion of a beast's anatomy has been snubbed far, far too long. British food writer Hazel Ann Williams is working on a comeback of dining on the lower extremities. She's blogged about soul food, S-O-L-E, recently on the Guardian website. Hazel Ann, good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
So, look, this is really not an easy sell. I mean, to talk to people about eating the feet of an animal. Why did you decide to do this piece?
I decided to do it because cowfoot stew, in particular, is what I talk about in the article, is a dish that I grew up on, and it's really lovely and tasty. But in my regular day-to-day life, working the busy life of a journalist, I really only eat salads and sandwiches and pasta. But I've decided to cook my more traditional dishes because they're delicious, really, and I have given up on them, unfortunately.
Right, right. Now, you're in the midst, you're in London, right, and you're in England, and this is where the nose-to-tail movement began, this idea of eating the entire animal. Is that influencing people a great deal in terms of how they see, for instance, eating feet?
Being specifically based in London, it's incredibly multicultural, and you can get anything you want, which is brilliant. So we do have a lot of different immigrants, like my grandparents who were Jamaican, and they ate feet. But what I've come to realize is that feet and nose to tail, and like in South Africa, I think they call them walkies and smileys, is really a really, really traditional dish that is eaten all around the world. But it's a culinary dish that's really been forgotten in modern metropolitan societies. But the great thing about London being so multicultural is that you do have a demand for such dishes from people who are coming over from Africa or Vietnam, who are still used to eating traditional dishes.
Well, what about this traditional dish that you wrote about? It's what's the name of it again?
It's cowfoot stew.
And how is it done?
Well, I always get the butcher to chop up the cowfoots, and you can get 2 for £5 here, which is really quite cheap, actually. We stew it for a very long time and add some seasoning, such as pimentos and a little bit of bay leaf and onions and a lot of water, and it stews for quite a long time. And then at the end, you add butter beans and dumplings made with plain flour and water. And it's a really, really traditional Jamaican dish that's enjoyed with either rice and peas or my favorite, mashed potatoes.
Oh, it sounds wonderful. When you stew the cow's foot that way, it melts in your mouth. It's just delicious,
yeah.
Isn't it?
It's just... mm-hmm.
Now, you also talked about another culture where feet have become extremely popular, or maybe always were, China. Tell us about China.
Yeah. It was really interesting because before I started to write the article, I didn't realize how prevalent feet were around the world. But in China is the country where they spend the most a year on chicken feet. And they were at one time one of the biggest exports from the U.S. because in the U.S. There were companies that had to dispose of feet. It was part of the animal that had to be disposed of, but instead it was being shipped to China. And it was a multi-billion pound a year industry, and it still is, although there have been some trade disputes. But it's a snack, it's a accompaniment, it's used in soups, it's used as a standalone dish, like a sweet and sour. There's so many different variations, especially in China, where they use chicken feet. In Jamaican cooking, we do also in our soups, but nowhere near to the enormity that they do in China.
That's fascinating. You're saying it's one of the largest selling foods in China?
It's one of the most popular, and actually chicken feet cost more than actual chicken breasts in China. So it's very, very popular.
Well, I know. I mean, I've had it in stews and in dim sum, and they're delicious. They're they've been braised in a wonderful sauce, and sometimes they're fried, and they're delicious. I had no idea of the popularity in China.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
Yeah. I think they refer to them as phoenix claws. So I'm not sure if it's got some kind of traditional mythical link to a phoenix, why it's so popular. That could be one of the reasons.
You know, I think if we could come up with a romantic name for cow's feet and pig's feet,
yeah.
that is something like that, probably they would become far more popular, no matter what the culture.
Yes, probably.
Hazel Ann, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you.
Hazel Ann Williams is a British journalist who blogs for The Guardian and other sites. Her piece on soul food, eating feet, is on The Guardian site.